Hey Sharks fans, thanks for checking out another cast from TealTownUSA.com. In this episode of our Pacific Division Preview Series, we talk with Dave Vest, Senior Editor of News Content for the Arizona Coyotes and Cover the Desert Dogs.
We continue our Pacific Division Preview on TealTownUSA.com. We are joined by Dave Vest, Senior Editor of News Content with the Arizona Coyotes. Dave, thank you for doing this. How are you today?
I'm great, Eric. How are you? Thanks for having me, by the way.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Arizona, I think a lot of Sharks fans have kind of expected to see an improvement out of, well, we like to call them sometimes up here, the Desert Dogs. What are you guys expecting? You guys made some additions with Alex Galchenyuk and such. Tell us who you brought in. What are the expectations like in the Desert?
Sure. Well, first of all, the expectations are very high. The Coyotes finished last season very well after a start that was very challenging and very disappointing. In the second half of the season, Arizona was winning more games than it lost. But unfortunately, because of such a poor start, you know, the Coyotes weren't able to make any headway towards the playoffs. So based on how well the team played at the end of last season, and the fact that, you know, there's no longer a new coaching staff that needs to be welcomed and the players have to get used to, there's just this expectation that, you know, it's just going to be a continuation of what this team was able to accomplish from January to April.
Yeah, I think that that was a rough start for the Coyotes early on, but they came out with such a great finish, and I can't help it with the additions of Galchenyuk, Grabner, and then you re-sign Hjalmarsson to a deal. You name Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who's just a freaking stud on the blue line, along with Goligoski. I think you guys have a nucleus, not just as a solid defense, but also a great overall team that could, I think, shock and awe a lot of people going into the season.
Yeah, I think the potential is there for this team to improve markedly from last year, as I said. And the schedule this year, much friendlier to the Coyotes as it is compared to last year's schedule, which to start the season last year, I've been covering hockey for quite a while, both as a member of the media and then working for the team. And I had never seen a road schedule like I saw last year for the Coyotes to start the season. The team went back to the East Coast three times for lengthy trips before Christmas. So it was very challenging for the Coyotes. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the start didn't go well. So yeah, this season with a friendlier schedule, having Rick Tocchet in place now from, you know, day one, as opposed to the middle of last summer last year. And as you mentioned, a lot of key players re-signed. And some new players came here with some NHL experience. So on paper, it appears as if the Coyotes are you know, destined to improve and contend for a playoff spot.
I completely agree. I think one of my co-hosts who is nicknamed the Jerk has been on the I know it's crazy, but he's been very high on the Coyotes, especially with OEL. And your goaltender, Antti Raanta, I think he stole a few games down the end last season, and I think he's finally flourishing as a starting netminder.
Oh, absolutely, without question. If you look at his stats from last year, he led the league in, I believe, save percentage and goals against for goalies that played at least 40 games. Now, granted, he only played 47 games, I believe, off the top of my head. Less than 50, let's just say that. So, you know, it's not really fair to compare him against the goalies who played 60, 65 games. But based on his numbers, and especially what he did after coming back from injury last year, very impressive. And I'll just flat out say it. I think the Coyotes, he's the player that is going to take this team wherever it goes. He is just such a powerful presence in the room. He's so positive, and the players seem to feed off of that. Even when things were going horribly wrong last year, he shows up with a smile, and he shows up with a, well, you know, that was yesterday, let's focus on today attitude. And again, based off what he accomplished last year in the second half of the season when healthy. I can't wait to see what he can do, you know, healthy for a full season. He came into camp in terrific shape. He came into camp in shape to be a number one goalie. Last year, he did not, frankly. And that was addressed by head coach Rick Tocchet and by Antti. And he adjusted his training, added some strength in exchange of some flexibility. We shall see. But, I mean, this team's hopes are anchored to Antti Raanta.
I completely agree. I think that Raanta is going to be a huge asset for your guys' team, along with Clayton Keller. I'll be honest, when I have my fantasy league, he was one of the guys I picked up right away. Had a phenomenal year with 23 goals, 42 assists, 65 points. Definitely got some Calder nods. There's that young scoring nucleus, and I think from some people are like, well, where does all the scoring come from? You're going to have Keller, and then when Galchenyuk is added on to there, I just think that your scoring is going to be, you know, dangerous this year.
Yeah, Clayton Keller finished third in the Calder Trophy voting, a distant third, but he finished third. And just, you know, he never failed to wow us, the people that watch this team on a daily basis. He played all 82 games last year. He had a couple lulls, as you would expect from a rookie, you know, coming from the NCAA into the NHL. NCAA, they play, what, 35, 40 games?
Yeah.
Here he played 82. So there were a couple of lulls, but he started strong and he finished strong. And, you know, from what I've seen here in training camp and in six preseason games, he's picked up right where he left off. Now, it's interesting because he played winger last year, Derek Stepan as his center. And we're not seeing that in this training camp. Not because they don't like playing together or Tocchet doesn't like that group anymore, but the Coyotes are unfortunately dealing with some injuries at center. Christian Dvorak, who was signed to a lengthy contract extension in the offseason, he has yet to play in the preseason. He's yet to even skate with his team. He has a lower body injury he's nursing. Alex Galchenyuk, whom you mentioned at the top of the show, he played two preseason games for the Coyotes. Unfortunately, he suffered a lower body injury during that second game, and his status is week to week. So the Coyotes, who were very excited about their depth at center before camp started, are now, you know, sliding wingers into the center position, and Clayton Keller has been playing center. So we'll see if that, in fact, carries over into the regular season, which is only a week away, or if he slides back to winger. This is just experimentation, but we shall see. But, yeah, Clayton Keller is, you know, if you're going to talk about the Coyotes, I already mentioned Raanta, Oliver Ekman-Larsson being captain, and Clayton Keller. It's a three-headed monster here.
Yes.
So we'll see if he can build on what he did last year. And so far in camp, there's every indication that he can.
Yeah, and I think just that second year alone, you guys have a system going. You have good pieces coming in. Yes, you're dealing with some injuries to some key centermen. But like you mentioned before, this team looks like it can, you know, fight for a playoff spot, and I think they could sneak into it if they get off to a good start.
Well, that's certainly the goal here. Obviously, the Pacific Division is tough. You know, I mean, you look at some of these teams, then it's not going to be easy for the Coyotes. San Jose, obviously, adding a major piece to its puzzle. Vegas, some would argue, have improved. Calgary's an up-and-coming team. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be challenging. But the Coyotes are focused on getting back to the playoffs. That's the goal here. You know, not just improving by 10, 15 points. They want to improve much more than that, and they want to contend for a playoff spot. So we'll see.
Definitely. And I can't wait. I need to make a trip out to Glendale someday because that's one of the rinks I haven't been to yet. And hopefully, you know, get to a game over there and maybe some spring training on an off day for the Coyotes. So
sure,
yeah,
sure. Bring your shorts and flip flops because it's still over 100 degrees here and it's almost October the 1st.
Oh so. Goodness, is there a pool nearby or can I just like lay on the ice while nobody's looking?
Yeah, I'm actually talking to you from a front row seat here in the arena just because it's nice and cool in here as opposed to outside.
Yeah, I don't blame you one bit. And I'd probably do the same thing. So, Dave Vest with the Arizona Coyotes, appreciate having you on. All the best to you this season, along with your AHL affiliate nearby in Tucson. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me.